Well, greetings, friends. We have commenced a new year, 2024, and it's going to take a little while to get used to that. The older we get, we can't quite figure out the math. How have we gotten so far? But here we are, and it is the 4th, isn't it? Yeah, the 4th of January. As I record this, I was keen to get something out on the 1st. I had some thoughts from reading the scriptures there. Well, various things happen, and here we are a few days on. But I do want to begin the year with you with some thoughts, and maybe the delay was just as well, because I think the Lord has something for us. I assume everyone watching this video possesses an inclination to live for the glory of God and to see success in your life for God. I hope that is not a wrongly placed assumption, but my guess is that that is true for the vast majority, if not every single person watching this. And one of the things that we do at the start of the year is to evaluate how best to live and maybe some goals and aspirations. I certainly have mine, and you know, it comes down even to how we approach the Bible. How are we going to read the Word of God this year for ourselves? And I've set myself a new reading plan this year that is new for me. Already I have been enjoying this plan, but anyway, we have goals, we have aspirations, we have desires, but our main focus here relates to our children, maybe for some of you even into your grandchildren, as you endeavor to influence them for good and for the glory of God. Now, last night we had our midweek prayer meeting, and I drew the congregation to consider the blessing and indeed the duty we have to enjoy things that God gives to us. Now, this was triggered in my mind back on Monday when reading in Joshua 1, the 2.5 tribes are exhorted by Joshua that they must go with the rest of the Israelites to battle so that they can take possession of all that God has given to them before they return to the other side of the Jordan to the land that was their possession. And in that, the language used by Joshua is that they might return and enjoy what has been given to them. And that just got the ball rolling, as I was saying to our folks last night, just my mind rolling, enjoying, the whole idea of enjoying what God has given. And I don't want to rehash what I dealt with last night. The text I used was from 1 Timothy 6:17, the exhortation to the rich, charge them are rich, that they be not high-minded and so on. It speaks of God who has given all things to enjoy. Now, in my reflection on that, one of the things that God does when we don't live for Him as we should is that He removes from us the things we're meant to enjoy. And that is brought out very keenly in Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28 speaks of blessings and cursings. I think it's from verse 15 onwards that the judgments are specified. And part of this hinges around how we approach our service to God. And I want us to think about this as we look ahead into 2024, because this gets to the heart of the issue. And I've dealt with this before. It's not just about doing the right thing, but how we go about it. And in Deuteronomy 28, verse 47, these judgments are coming. Maybe I'll just read from verse 45, Deuteronomy 28:45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee, and they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. These curses and judgments. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst, and so on and so forth. Thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart. Now, this gets to enjoying, the whole idea of enjoying. Enjoying what God has given. Now, last night I dealt with a little beyond that. Some of the things got to how we are to enjoy what who God is and what God has given. The right response to God, really. The expectation God has regarding us in terms of the enjoyment of his character, the enjoyment of his redemption, and the enjoyment of his providence. And I dealt with some of those things and gave various verses. But I got then to the intentional side of things. The enjoyment is an intentional exercise. And a number of the things that I dealt with there included, first of all, our children, enjoying our children. In our service to God in 2024, if we don't have this sense of joyfulness and gladness of heart, if we purely act out of duty, we are not going to succeed. In the raising of our children, they see beyond duty. They do. They perceive that it's not just us doing the right thing, but the way in which we do it. And I've spoken before of fathers setting a tone, mothers setting a tone within the home. And therefore, our whole demeanor is vital. Like the spirit with which we go about our work must exude from our being. Now, this is easier for some of us than it is for others. But in 2024, with all of your plans and all of your goals and everything that you hope to achieve and your prayers for the year, I want to encourage you to give consideration to the whole frame in which you go about it, to rejoice in the Lord, to truly rejoice, and to see the things that God has placed into your hand and to enter into that with the spirit of joy. So we have the challenges with our children and their different stages of life, and they're in challenging stages of life, and some days are hard and we struggle with that, but just embracing it and rejoicing. The text, one of the texts I gave last night was Proverbs 14:4, where no oxen are, the crib is clean. That is not what you want. No one wants a clean crib. You want the dirt that comes with the oxen, and so you want the challenges that come with the children. But if we can go about it with joy, if we can realize that it doesn't matter how hard it is, if we, by the help of the Lord, by the power of the Spirit, by prayerfully preparing our hearts every day and go into it to enjoy it, then I think we'll see more fruit in what we put our hands to. And the same with our spouses. Maybe last year was a hard year for your marriage, and you're wondering, is it going to be more of the same? Well, one of the things we must do is to change our whole frame. And it's so easy for husbands to become bitter. That's what Paul warns. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. So easy for that. I mean, evidently that was a problem that Paul saw in the church, and he experienced in the body of Christ, husbands being bitter against their wives. And you wives, you have a responsibility. You do. I mean, really, men generally are relatively easy to please. I think for the most part, there are some awkward men, really awkward men, no doubt. I hope you're not one of them. But really, we're generally easy to content, just respect and show the physical affection that there ought to be within a healthy marriage. And it works both ways. I get it. But enjoying the companionship that we have in our marriage, actually enjoying it, where I'm going to enjoy this marriage that God has given. I'm going to. Like, I must. God has given it. Has God given it? If God has given it, if he is sovereign and he has given it, then I must enjoy it. And so this is the weird thing. We kind of think to ourselves that we fall into enjoying things. And certainly there are things that are so easy to enjoy, we do naturally fall into it. But enjoyment is intentional as well. And so whether it's our children, whether it be our spouses or our employment, we're going to go in and say, I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to prepare myself each day to enjoy it. Not just to obey, certainly that's part of it, but to enjoy it. It's a gift from God. God who giveth all things to enjoy. And he gives the hardships, and he gives the difficulties, and he gives the challenges, but in the midst of it is all these precious things, and so that we, again going back to Deuteronomy 28, verse 47, God's judgment upon his people is because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. So again, you pair this with 1 Timothy 6:17, charging the rich that they be not high-minded and so on. That they utilize the blessings God has given to them. They harness them to serve God and do good works and communicate and distribute. These are good things. But it's seeing also that everything God has given, we are to enjoy. Actually enjoy. So that is how I'm beginning my year. I'm going to enjoy. I'm going to enjoy all the hardships, all the challenges. I'm going to enjoy it. Doing family worship last night before prayer meeting and just seeing child number 3 joining in our family worship for the first time, being able to read every time it came to her time to read the verse. She was able to read the verse almost really without much help, a few little help here and there. But the first time, I found joy in that. There's number 3, reading the Bible with the rest of the family, reading scripture. I'm finding joy in that. And it's hard, you know, because number 4 is like screaming sometimes. Like, you know, and number 3 was like that. But now she's sitting there reading the Bible for herself. So we find joy in this, don't we? So, we have videos on the way. Number that haven't been sent out, but they're recorded, waiting for them to be edited. I have more to record as well, hoping to get a few more done. I have a 2-week module to teach as well, at the end of January, beginning of February. So that might make things a little difficult, but I'm enjoying and struggling through the plagues, I'll tell you that. Trying to summarize the plagues and draw truth from the plagues, that has been a challenging and encouraging experience so far. So I hope when those things get sent out to you, you enjoy it as well. I think I'll leave it there. I have more I could say, but anyway, enjoying. Just let that word get bedded into your heart, and that you take everything God has given to you and serve the Lord thy God with joyfulness and gladness of heart. Like, really, just excited about what God has given. Like, come on, church, we can do better. We truly can. We can make the world jealous and envious of what we have. Our sins are forgiven, for crying out loud. Really, what more do we seek for? How easily we murmur and complain. Dear me, Lord, help us. So let's see all the challenges and everything God is using to sanctify us and see it as a gift and enjoy it. Yes. If I can help you in any way, reach out, leave a comment. As always, I try to help you folks however I may. And until next time, God bless you.